Bakwaisakin, bread. How Grandma baked the best bread between Red River Colony and Beaver Mountain House. Dad approaching Grandma and Grandpa, asking permission to marry their daughter, because he loved Mum, loved Grandma's bread, and maybe Grandma could speak a little Cree. I only heard Grandma speak one Cree word. She baked the best bread west of Red River. Eki ma moa tsemiu pakwe sikanikit, pakisimu takise, mekwa kamiwe sipiko tse. August 1975. Mum and Dad married nearly 15 years, and Grandpa passes on. Dad welcomes Grandma into his home 13 years before it's necessary. When it's time and you're ready, he says, you have a home in our home. How Grandma baked all those dozens of loaves for Ack Hall and the Sigurdsons as a teenaged Métis girl on the wide Saskatchewan prairie, the way Ack Hall and the Sigurdsons find their way into this poem, like the way Grandma took her bread baking into Beaver Mountain House and Mom and Dad's house. Eki ma mawa tse miu pakwe sikane kate, pake simu take se, mi kwa kamiwe si peko tse. Winter 1988. How Grandma didn't trust the modern oven, electric heat, faulty by hook or by crook. She'd open the door and stick her arm in, testing the temperature, remembering the wood warmth of Ack's oven. 16 loaves at a time, her house and now Mom and Dad's house, a big bread oven emanating heat and yeast and toasty love. I don't know how much Cree she spoke, but I do know Grandma baked the best bread west of Red River. Nemoya nikiske etin eki nehiawet nukum, maga enisitawetaman eki ma mawatsemio pakwe sikaneket, pakisimutakese, me kwa kamiwe sipikotse. Christmas 1988. Breakfast table arrayed with porridge, bacon, chokecherry jam, and bread the color of a Saskatchewan wheat field. Bread fresh and warm-hearted as a prairie harvest. Grandma thanks God for life and food and family, says Amen, then says, Bakwaisakan. Dad, her son-in-law, sitting kitty-corner next to her, the only one who understands, Bakwaisakan, passes Nukum the bread. How Grandma tells the story of bread on the table when she was a girl. Bread neatly sliced, and 10 kids hurly-burlying for the crust. One brother grabs the heel, sticks it in his armpit, returns it to the plate. Another brother seizes the heel, licks it, returns it to the plate. After that, no one wants the crust. The way my sister knows how to bake bannock because Grandma taught her. The way I bake bread in the clay oven at Fort Edmonton, tell visitors that the Scots brought bannock over here, from over there. Akaya siwak mwea oke, akaya simuwak oke, ka pikiskwe tsik anmaku tak, pikiskwe win oke, eki pesuwa tsik pakwe sikana, ote ekote otse. The way I explain that my Cree foremothers taught my Orkney forefathers about Pimi Kan. Beaver Mountain House, a towering pemmican processing plant. Ote e otsima kak pimikan ekote e otsit pakwesekan. Pemmican from over here, bread from over there. November 2006. Winter hurries in hard this year. How I notice pakwesekan near pakweneo in the dictionary. Pakwesekan meaning bread. Pakweneo meaning to break, a piece off by hand, as in bread. How I wonder which came first, the bread or the breaking. I have pounded meat, poured warm water over yeast, learned that to be a family, it's okay to be from over here and to be from over there. Eki iwa hikanike yan, eki sikinaman, kisa kamitse wapos upe kasinakek, eki kiskino hamakus yan, kawitisani hito yak, kiam ote. Ka utsiak, ekwa kiampis kisk ekote, ka utsiak.